Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're taking a closer look at The Juice. We've got quite a mix today. Articles touching on, well, humanity pushing the limits, you could say.
Right. Things like extreme weather, uncovering history.
And even grappling with, you know, new tech and science ethics. Okay, let's dive in. First up, this article on the European heat wave smothers much of continent. It's pretty significant weather news.
It really is. Europe's dealing with a massive heat wave, basically trapped under what's called a heat dome. This high pressure system is just sitting there cooking the continent from Portugal all the way to Turkey.
Wow, and that means?
Record high temperatures, big wildfire risks, serious heat emergencies. We're seeing warnings across France, Italy, Portugal, Germany. France even closed, what, over 200 schools? Paris is bracing for temps near 100 Fahrenheit, 37 Celsius.
Phew. Officials there are saying everyone is in danger. That's stark.
It really is. It's more than just hot weather. It shows how we might need to rethink daily life, school, work, everything with climate change.
A real adaptation challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So for discussion, you could ask students, what is a heat dome? How does it work?
Yeah, or how do these extreme weather events actually affect people's lives? Schools closing, health risks, infrastructure strain makes it relatable.
Good points. Okay, from present-day weather to way back in the past, next article. Exquisitely preserved medieval weapon found in Dutch riverbed. Sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Archaeologists found this incredible medieval sword, the Sword of Linschoten, in a riverbed in the Netherlands. And it's unbelievably well-preserved because it was stuck in oxygen, poor muck. The iron blade barely corroded over nearly 1,000 years.
1,000 years. Incredible. What did they learn from it?
Well, the wooden grip is gone, but the meter-long blade, it's got copper details, still visible. They dated it between 1050 and 1150 CE. It's a type of sword good for both slashing and thrusting, kind of transitional for that era.
Okay.
And the way it was found, carefully placed, no scabbard, suggests it wasn't just lost, maybe thrown in as part of a ceremony.
Like an offering that adds a whole other layer.
Exactly. It gives us a little window into their rituals, their beliefs, not just how they fought.
Fascinating. So discussion points here could be, you know, why are finds like this important? What do they tell us about past societies?
Right. Or you could look closely at the sword itself. What can its features, the metal, the design tell us about that specific time period? How do experts figure that out?
Great questions. Okay, moving from ancient history to the cutting edge of today. This next article deals with AI. Judges rule for fair use in authors' legal fight against AI firms. This feels like a big deal.
It is significant, yeah. Two federal judges basically said tech companies Meta and Anthropic didn't break the law by training their AI chatbots on books they got legally online. These are some of the first major rulings on how AI can use intellectual property.
And they cited fair use.
Exactly. The fair use doctrine. It allows limited use of copyrighted stuff for things like research, study, criticism, without permission. The idea is the AI transformed the original works.
Transformed. I bet authors aren't thrilled with that interpretation.
Well, there's definitely tension there. Creators feel their work is being used to build commercial products without fair compensation, even if the use is deemed transformative legally.
Is it a total win for the tech companies then?
Not entirely. Anthropic, for example, still has another trial looming over how they got some books. They might have pirated some, obtained them illegally, so acquisition matters too.
Okay. So the nuance is important.
Very.
This leads to some great discussions, like what is fair use in 2024 with AI? How does it apply?
And the ethics of it all. Where's the line between innovation and, you know, respecting creators' rights when AI uses existing work? It's a debate that's definitely not over.
Absolutely. Okay, let's shift to our quote of the day. This one features P.T. Barnum.
Ah, the great showman. The quote is, "Fortune always favors the brave and never helps a man who does not help himself."
P.T. Barnum. Ringling Bros. Yep. Barnum and Bailey Circus, right? Mr. Yep. Promotion.
That's him. Lived 1810 to 1891. Master advertiser, known for huge campaigns, sensational attractions, famous for there's a sucker born every minute, though maybe he didn't actually say it first.
Right, that phrase. His quote sounds very self-reliant, bootstrap kind of thinking.
It does. But Barnum's legacy is, well, complicated. He was brilliant, but also controversial.
How so?
A lot of criticism centers on how his shows exploited people with physical differences. Objectification was part of the business model.
Ah, so the quote about bravery and self-help needs context.
Definitely. It forces you to think about the ethics behind the show. Where does entertainment cross a line?
Good point. For students, you could discuss, what does Barnum's quote mean? Is it always true?
And then dig into the ethics. What are the responsibilities of entertainers or businesses? How do we view figures like Barnum today versus in his own time?
Important conversations. Okay, next, an inspiring piece about innovation in the unique setting. Solar-powered canoes bring eco-friendly transportation to Amazon. This sounds promising.
It really is. Innovators in the Amazon rainforest have developed these solar-powered canoes. They're an alternative to the noisy, polluting diesel boats usually used on the rivers there. Remember, roads are scarce, so rivers are highways. These fire canoes, or tapiapia, are run by a group called Cara Solar.
Yeah, and they're actually being used.
Oh, yeah. They transport up to 20 people from indigenous communities like the Akwar. Kids get to school, people get to doctors, families connect. And it's clean energy.
That's fantastic. Are there downsides? Cost, speed?
Both, actually. They have high upfront cost, $25,000 to $40,000 each, and they aren't as fast as diesel boats.
But the benefits?
Huge long-term savings on fuel, obviously. Plus, no fuel spills harming fish, which is a big problem. And locals apparently like the quiet ride. It feels more traditional. They hope to scale up significantly, but that takes investment.
It's a classic tech adoption scenario. So discussions could focus on how sustainable tech like this tackles specific environmental problems, like in the Amazon.
Exactly. And also the trade-offs. What are the pros and cons of new tech? Cost versus benefits, speed versus sustainability, fitting into local culture.
Really interesting dynamics. Okay, finally, a look at a major potential shift in healthcare. The article is, to leapfrog disease, UK's NHS to DNA test all babies. Wow, all babies.
That's the proposal, yes. The UK's National Health Service wants to DNA test every baby born there by 2030. The goal is ambitious, to leapfrog treatable genetic diseases. Catch them super early, prevent them, treat them faster.
How would it work?
They take a small blood sample from the umbilical cord, painless, and map the baby's genome. This could spot known disorders like muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, sickle cell, sometimes before any symptoms show up. They've budgeted a lot, $650 million, about $890 million U.S. The hope is it saves money and improves lives long term.
Seems revolutionary. But potential concerns. Ethical questions.
Absolutely. While the potential health benefits are clear, experts stress the need for really careful handling of this sensitive data. Privacy is huge. And how do you communicate this complex genetic information to families supportively? Provide counseling. Those are big hurdles for a universal program.
Right. Huge ethical and logistical challenges alongside the medical promise.
For sure.
So for students, this raises big questions. What are the pros and cons of widespread genetic screening at birth?
Yeah, balancing disease prevention against privacy rights or the psychological impact of knowing future risks.
And also, how important is clear, supportive communication when dealing with complex personal medical info?
Crucial conversations to have. You know, looking back at all these articles, heat waves, old swords, AI law, Barnum, solar canoes, DNA testing. It really shows this constant interaction, doesn't it, between society, environment, technology, ethics.
It really does. Well, we hope this deep dive into these The Juice articles gives you some valuable insights for your own discussions with students. Thanks so much for joining us today.
We appreciate you tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.